What all the Lord has put on our brother's heart. Minister Ezekiel Jones, welcome to WCNO and prayer and share.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Pastor Jonathan, greetings to you and greetings to Pastor David and also Sister Karen and Sherry as well, the whole WCNO team. What a pleasure and an honor. Amen for this privilege as always is. To be able to come forth and to be able to say a word, amen, to be a representative of the Lord. Listen, let's make no mistake about it. We cannot be God-given. He gave us the greatest gift of all, which is His Son, and given us a chance to be exonerated and vindicated. He paid the price. Now, having said that, the Bible says it is more blessed to give and to receive. We can't be God-given. Matthew 10 and 8 says, freely you have received, freely give. Praise the Lord. This is now an opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God for believers to participate with God in the meeting the need of His people. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 9 and 7, God loves a cheerful giver. And sowing a seed into the WCNO Christian Radio, this ministry, that it will fall on good ground and you will reap the harvest, and we're in the season of restoration and the season of prosperity. And just sowing the seed into such a great ministry has already been a blessing. Amen to me. I'm so grateful with so much gratitude to be a part, amen, of a ministry, of a word of God, amen, that has continued to go out forth and to be able to be a life-changing experience and an inspiration, amen, to people of all walks of life to ignite God's word and the movement and the faith, amen, of God, and to be able to sow into the kingdom of God, and because we're living in an hour now where it's restoration, an hour of prosperity, amen, and God is still in the blessing business. The Bible says, St. John 15 and 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you, acting in faith. So the sowing of the seed is an act of obedience, an act of faith, believing God for whatever that you're going through in your life, whatever the situation or circumstances may be, and believing God for that. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us go before the Lord in a word of prayer.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. God, we thank you, O Lord, for such an hour that we're living in at this time. We thank you, O God, for each and every listeners, O Lord, for the faithful ones that listen all the time, O Lord, in the entire body of Christ. God, we thank you, O Lord, for this fine opportunity, O Lord, and come into the family, O Lord, of the believers, of the saints of Christ, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. You said in your word, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. O Lord, we pray right now, O Lord, for them ones, O God, that listen all the time, O Lord, and they're just scattered, O Lord. They undecided of making a decision, but we would like to encourage them today to make a movement towards God.
Father.
God, love you this morning. It's a blessing to know the Lord, amen, in this hour, in this time that we're living in these dark and evil days, amen. But God has shown His light, in the name of Jesus. So we come before you right now, God, in this seed offering, this time, O Lord, to give something back. Amen. And that the seed will fall on good ground.
Yes.
That some brought some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold right now in the name of Jesus. A time of restoration
in the name
of Jesus, O Lord. And we be so careful and honorable, God, to give you all the praises in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Now, how am I supposed to keep my feet on the floor after a few moments like that in the Father's presence? That is absolutely awesome. Thank you so much, Minister Ezekiel Jones, for joining us today. Lively Stones Ministry right here on WCNO. We are so blessed to have you as part of our great lineup of ministries here. And tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Well, the ministry is an outreach ministry. As you look in the 1 Peter 2 and 5, you are the lively stone built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, that you offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. A situation was being rejected when they rejected Jesus. Jesus came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power. And we live in a time now where people is being rejected, people is being denied. And if you're not strong and rooted and grounded in the faith of God, you're subject to turn away, because it's better to obey God rather than man. So it's just a ministry of believing in God, trusting in him, being able to go out, share the light in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, you know, that we've been living in, and be a living stone, being a walking epistle, being, you know, a testimony, amen, what the Lord have done for you, and whatever we can be a service of, and being a servant. And that's who we are. You know, we just being a servant of the Most High God. You know, the Bible says that in 2 Philippians 2:5, where a man that made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. So let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. So just being a representative, being a movement of God here in the time that we're living in now. So and that we can be able to go, amen, and continue, amen, to spread the gospel. And as you said, your slogan, the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, we are blessed to have you alongside of us, lifting up our arms, and we are blessed to be able to get the gospel out. We have a lot of people who are tuning in today, and it's a joy to have you joining us first thing in the morning to set the tide for the whole day. So may the Lord bless you richly, brother. May the Lord bless you richly, and thank you so much for grabbing a few early moments today to be with us. We do appreciate it.
And in closing, I'd like to say I will hand deliver my seed to the office.
Hallelujah.
Saturday morning, I will hand deliver my seed. It'll be on your desk first thing Monday morning.
Well, praise God. Thank you so very much. You are a generous brother, and you've blessed us here at WCNO. We thank God for you, and we pray the Lord raises up many hundred just like you, so the army grows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
That's the name of it. That's the name of it. Okay. Well,
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Blessings. Thank you so much. God bless. All right. Goodbye.
All right. Wow.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Brother. What a great way to start day number two.
I'll tell you what.
And Karen, you're going to have to start preaching this about Testimony Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So
I just thought about that again.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that as I see you over there wide awake this morning and thinking Testimony Tuesdays. Tell us about that. What's on your heart with that?
Well, late yesterday afternoon, I just thought we need to hear from our listeners, and other listeners need to hear from our listeners.
There you go.
You know how WCNO has blessed your life, and you know, the challenge was to call overnight or when we were off the air and leave a voicemail, and I see that we don't have any voicemails this morning.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Right. But Sherry's going to be answering the phone, so there won't be opportunities to leave voicemails.
Well, but, you know, we're just sowing the seed of the vision.
Yes,
so
we
the
are.
Seed for the vision is just being planted, and it's line upon line. I remember Jesus saying to the disciples, how long am I going to be with you? When are you going to get it? So we must not be... We must not be concerned when it takes a few promos to get the word out. But think upon that. Think about what the Lord has done in and through WCNO to your life, maybe your family. And it would be great for you to give us a shout. And not just on Tuesday or Monday evenings leading into Tuesday, but I think Testimony Tuesday is a great day to talk about it for sure. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about that today. We would like to hear from more of you and like to have a recording of that. Maybe we can work through some of those and edit them some and get them on air. We'd love to do that. And some of you may want to actually, we might be able to work it out to get you on air because we want to hear from our family.
Well, if I can start with a testimony myself.
Well, you can start. Okay. Is that okay, David? Shall we have a vote?
Let's. No, well, I'm with the spirit with you.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it was just in my prayer time this morning that I was thinking of a fabric, you know, and how the Lord weaves, how the fabric is weaved, right? So then think about all the people who are in your life currently, you know, family members, friends, acquaintances, you know, all of them are part of the fabric of what God is building. So I thought about, you know, working here, how, you know, Dave and Jonathan and Sherry and myself, you know, just over time, how God has woven us, you know, each of us has our own personalities and our responsibilities here at the station, but how, but I just saw like God just weaving like all these different colors, but it's because he's building something. It's not for us, but it's what he's doing. And you know, and then in, I think it was 2 Corinthians about that, you know, the greater glory, I don't know if that goes with it, but I can't find the scripture right now. But that's talking about afflictions, you know, or momentary afflictions,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? So whatever, like, for growth, things are pushing and pulling against each other. So a fabric, just like a fabric would be stretched. And I just see that, you know, that God's doing that here with us. So as we're here, at the station doing our jobs, you know, God is working it for his glory.
Amen.
And you know, and it's so don't discount who is in your life and who you're with, and even coworkers. You know, God put us in different places with different people, so some bug you, some, you know, you get along with great.
It's a compendium of experiences. Could I throw in a kind of an additional testimony quickly?
Sure.
Just the Testimony Tuesday idea, I resonated with it yesterday and even as we're talking about it again today, because asking our listeners to consider giving, sharing what God has done in your life, you know, the healings, the blessings, because, we, again, the fabric, you were talking, it's a big, that's a big metaphor for me is fabric.
Mm-hmm.
I wear them all the time, just as an example, but I'm well acquainted with that, the weaving part. But to say, and listener, this is for you, that we talk about when we're broadcasting, which is all the time, that every broadcast touches somebody's life. It contains blessings of revelations, impartations. It's got to make sure it's full of what our listeners need. What I would say you can add to that is your own testimony. If you, God's moved in your life, give us a minute or two of what he did, because there's bound to be somebody, once we get that on the air, there's bound to be someone that needed to hear your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Not just any testimony, your testimony. Think about that. Pray about that.
No, that's very true. Very true. Very true. And that reminds me of a song, I believe it's called Tapestry. You might be able to find that. Great song about how God works in our own lives to bring us into his kingdom and allows others to become a part with us. And then we are able to blend with others and accomplish the great work of God. And so we welcome you today to be a part of this ministry.